At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the line, Steve Roberts, political analyst, with a look at everything going on in Washington. Always a lot to get to, Steve. Want to start with John Bolton, a former national security advisor to President Trump, now the target of FBI agents who are raiding his home looking for classified documents. You know, it sounds really familiar, Steve. I remember FBI agents raiding Mar-a-Lago looking for classified documents in President Trump. It seems like this is now the playbook. Whoever's in power, you go after your opponent looking for classified documents.
Well, and by the way, remember also Trump initiated an investigation of Joe Biden for seizing classified documents. He was exonerated quickly in that. But the look, you're right in saying that there's a certain amount of retribution and tit for tat going on here. And look, it is entirely possible that John Bolton, former national security advisor and ferocious critic of Donald Trump, did do something wrong. After all, to get a search warrant, you have to go to a federal magistrate and provide some kind of cause, some kind of evidence that a crime might have been committed. So jury's out on the whole question of whether what Bolton did or did not do. But we do know three things are true, no matter what happens with any kind of criminal probe. One is that John Bolton looks guilty to a lot of people. This was all on television. You had all of these FBI agents with these huge letters on the back of their jackets, FBI, trooping in and out of his home. By the way, a home that's only a few blocks from where I'm sitting right now, suburban Maryland. And a lot of people for years in the future are going to say, Bolton, wasn't that guy who got raided by the FBI? There's a taint to his reputation that's there no matter what else happens. Secondly, it's going to cost him a fortune to defend himself legally. He's going to be up against the federal government, which has unlimited funds to pursue this case. And he's one individual who's going to have to hire very expensive lawyers to defend himself. And third, and so, most significantly, and I think this is definitely one of the purposes behind this raid, is the chilling effect. How many other people, how many other critics of Donald Trump are going to see those scenes on TV and say, I'm not going to speak out on TV. I'm not going to write that column. I'm going to tamp down my criticisms of Trump because I don't want to be the next target. So there a lot is accomplished by Trump staging these raids, even if nothing ever comes from the criminal case.
I was going to ask, Steve, I mean, is this more about the action of the FBI raid than it is about whatever results from this?
I think that's right. I think, and this is very much part of a broader pattern. If this were just a one-off, it, you know, be an interesting TV story for a day. But it's not. And Donald Trump, look, there's no secret here. Donald Trump campaigned on the argument that he was going, if he won again, he was going to use the powers of the presidency to punish his critics. He said he would do that. In fact, it was a campaign argument that he said, you know, reelect me so I can do this. And it's very much part of a pattern. Look what else just happened last week. While the raid was going on at Bolton's house, Trump also threatened to fire a governor of the Federal Reserve Bank, Lisa Cook, accusing her of possible mortgage fraud and saying he was going to fire her if she didn't resign. Also, because Cook is part of the alliance with the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, that has resisted pressures from Trump to reduce interest rates, he fired the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, a career general, and two of his assistants, because that agency had dared to put out a report that contradicted Trump's triumphal statements after the raid on the Iranian nuclear facilities. And he said those facilities had been obliterated. And the Defense Intelligence Agency, professional intelligence studies, said that vastly overstated the impact. And so he fired the people who contradicted him. So this is the raid on Bolton is very much part of a wider pattern, and a pattern that Trump predicted he would follow during the campaign.
Well, so you mentioned a lot to get to, Steve, including what the Fed might do and how the White House maybe plays into that a little bit. We had Jerome Powell kind of opening the door to lowering interest rates. He was pointing at the labor market, talking about some of the numbers, troubling numbers, too, that he's seen there. But it begged the question, all right, was this really the labor market? Are you just now worried about this? Or is it this pressure from Washington causing this change in tone?
You know, look, elections have consequences. And when a president wins, he has vast powers, he or she has vast powers to appoint people who support their policies. There's no question that that's fair. You win, you get to run the government, and you lose, you're in second place. But certain institutions have been created over the years to be more insulated from pure politics because it's been a collective judgment of both parties that we're better off as a country. The national interest, as opposed to a political or partisan interest, is better served if certain institutions are insulated from political pressures. And the Federal Reserve is the best example because they have enormous power, much more power than any president, by the way. They have real power to influence the economy, and they do that by setting interest rates. And Donald Trump has pressured the Federal Reserve over and over again to reduce interest rates because he believes that would stimulate economic growth and that would be good for him politically. The problem for the Federal Reserve is that they have conflicting pressures. Yes, as you point out, if you've got a slumping job market, that argues for reducing interest rates so employment could be energized and more people could go to work and the economy would be more productive. But the downside risk here is if you lower interest rates and you overheat the economy, you fuel inflation, which has always been a devastating problem for American families. It's one of the main reasons Donald Trump won the election, was because the price of gas and groceries, we talked about that countless times during the election, and the Biden administration could never get inflation under control, and it was probably the single most devastating reason they lost. So the Fed has got conflicting pressures on them. Lower interest rates to help employment, but if you do it too quickly and too rashly, you risk fueling inflation, which can be very damaging. But Donald Trump is only putting pressure on them to go in one direction. But the Fed has to balance conflicting pressures, and that's the tension.
Steve, always great to talk with you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.